Well, you don't have to worry. I know what time it is. I'm not about to start a huge, big sermon. But I've just been asked to say a few words, maybe to help kind of wrap up this whole missions weekend. And I'll do it with this question. As we've been listening to these videos, if you've been around on Saturday and heard the stories, wouldn't you like to have a story like that? Wouldn't you like to be in a place where you can't deny that God has been working in and through your life, to see miracle after miracle, coincidence after coincidence? I mean, someone feels in their heart that God wants them to use their gift of speaking French, and days later they find out that this organization needs a French translator. You can't deny that. You know, you don't know where the money's going to come from, and then boom, the money comes in. I mean, isn't it just amazing? Someone who has the gift of welding goes off into a foreign country and hears, "We need someone to teach our welder how to weld." Wouldn't you like to have a story like that, where you can't deny that God is stepping in and using your life? Your life. Well, as we've listened to these stories, and as I've spoken to missionaries over the past couple days, there's one thing that every single one of them has in common. In fact, it's the same one thing that is behind every successful ministry. It's the same one thing behind every life that's been devoted to God and has done crazy things for Him. It's the same one thing that is behind all of these miracles. And it is not a lot of money. It's not huge openings in your calendar, because none of us here have a lot of free time. It's not an in-depth theological training. You know, maybe you feel like, oh, I'm kind of awkward when I talk about Jesus and I don't know all the ins and outs of the Bible and I can't explain this, I can't explain that. You don't need to have that kind of understanding, an in-depth understanding and education of the Bible and Scripture. It's not even a ton of enthusiasm about the topic or about the mission itself. It's one thing. And it's one thing that God needs from you before He can use your life, before He'll give you a story like that. And this one thing, we've hinted at it already, this one thing that starts amazing ministries all over the world, all over Long Island, in our church, in the lives of believers everywhere, this one thing is the willingness to say yes. To say yes. There's a little girl now in Madagascar who couldn't lay in bed without having pain. And now she can sit comfortably because people said yes. There's an organization helping girls in Nicaragua that now has a fence for their property because people stepped out and said yes. I don't know where the money's going to come from, but yes, I'll go. I don't know where the time is going to come from. I don't know what my boss is going to say, but yes, I'll take the next step. I may feel kind of weird whenever people ask me about my faith, and I'm a little bit uncomfortable. I'm not as comfortable as I'd like to be. I don't know everything. I wish I knew, but okay, I'll go. Yes. And it's at that moment that these stories begin. It's at that moment that you're offering yourself to God and giving Him the ability to use you the way He wants to use you. There's a term we see all throughout the Old Testament. It's this term, hineni. And it means, we translate it often, here I am. It's a response that people have to God. And it's not, you know, them literally saying, okay, God, in case you were wondering, I'm right here. It's this attitude of, I'm at your service. Whatever you want me to do, I don't know what might comes next. I don't know what the needs might be, but here I am. I'm yours to do what you want me to do. We see God call Abraham early on in the story of Abraham. He says, Abraham, and Abraham says, here I am. And that's where his story begins. If you know the story of Moses, the one who brought all those Jews out of Egypt, God called Moses very early on from that bush. He says, Moses, and Moses says, Hineni, here I am. I don't know what you're going to ask me to do. He didn't know he was going to have to go talk to Pharaoh. He didn't know what was going to be required of him, but he said, here I am. And that's where his story began. And we'll meet other people like Samuel. We'll meet people like Isaiah who are called by God. And all they say, they don't know if they have the tools. They don't know if they have the skills. They don't know if they have the money or the resources or the what. But they say, here I am. And that's where their story begins, each and every time. So, as we wrap up this missions conference, we hear these stories. I'll ask you, where might God be asking for your yes? Where do you feel pulled? Where do you feel like he might be asking you to step here? Go in this direction. Go on that trip. Maybe it's even a life change. I want you to consider doing this. If you don't know the story of Ralph, you should ask him. He just made this huge life change and now he's our missions director. Where might God be asking you and giving you the opportunity to say, I don't know what you're going to need. I don't know what I'm going to need, but here I am. I'll go. And that's where our stories will begin. So I'd like to just take a minute. We'll have the band come up. And I just want to take just 1 minute. And this will be the end. But where there are no distractions, or maybe you put aside your plans for the rest of the day, you know, you just try to clear your mind. There's no babies crying. That's usually my issue. There's nobody competing for your time or your attention, but just in this 1 minute, you just stop right now. Maybe you bow your head. Maybe you don't. Maybe you, whatever, however you're comfortable. And just ask God, search your heart. Where might you be asking me to say yes? Could be a short-term mission trip. Could be the trip that Pastor Josh talked about to Nicaragua. Could be a long-term mission trip, a long-term life change, a career change. Maybe it's just a simple habit that God might want you to incorporate into your life. Something maybe you've been wanting to get to. Maybe it's just something God had been nudging you to do. You know, these little, like, you feel drawn a little bit. And we rarely say no. We rarely say no to God, but it's usually where am I going to get the money? Where am I going to get the time? Where am I going to get the resources? What am I going to be able to offer? So right now, just take a couple seconds and ask God, where might he want me to say yes in my life? Where do I have the opportunity to look Jesus in the face after he calls my name and say, here am I. I'm yours with whatever I have to offer, however much or however little I have to offer. Here am I. Send me. I'll do it. Lord, it's amazing to see what you are willing to do for people who are willing to say yes to you. And in everything I've ever read and every story I've ever heard and every interview and every encounter I've ever had with people who have said yes, I have never once heard a regret. I've never once heard someone say, I shouldn't have listened to God. I shouldn't have given that part of my life over to Him. I shouldn't have gone on that trip. So would you use that to remind us that there is no better place we can place our lives and our will than in Your hands? Would You give us the ability to trust You, to listen to those quiet moments where we feel drawn to You, drawn to go in this direction, drawn to make that change, drawn to add this portion or that thing into our lives, into our routines, whatever it might be, big or small, life-changing, or even just a small change in our lives, would You give us the courage and the faith to say, yes, here I am. Here I am. I'm Yours. And we're grateful and we're glad that we have a God that we can trust, that we know loves us, that calls us His cherished, His treasured children. And it's into Your hands, Lord, we want to put our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name, and for His sake and for His mission. Amen.